Bucks Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Monday morning. 251-343-0106. Hour number three is underway. Dale Jackson from WVNN Yellowhammer News will be with us in about a half hour. We'll get his thoughts on the protest over the weekend, but also tomorrow's elections. Joining us now, I got her for just a few minutes here before people go to vote, but joining us on the line, she's the district attorney in Blount County. She's also the candidate, one of the three candidates running for attorney general on the Republican ticket tomorrow. But Pam Casey is with us. Pam, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, it's the day before the big day.
Well, how you feeling about it? You're kind of making your last dash here. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, let me tell you, we feel really good about where we are. We have spent the last 17 months working across the state of Alabama. I think if I counted them up right, we probably have close to 500 meetings or events that we attended. I'm getting our word out. And the key thing about my campaign is I'm the only one in this race that's ever prosecuted a criminal, put a child predator away. And we need that in the attorney general's office. We need that experience. So, look, we've got a wonderful grassroots movement, and we're excited about tomorrow, and we hope everyone gets out and votes.
Well, we'll give you a few minutes here. Make your closing argument here before people go vote. There's still a lot of undecideds up for grabs, and there's some movement among the candidates. With the numbers, at least that's what some of the polling tells us. What do you want people to know before they go vote?
Well, I want them to ask this question. Who would I want to represent my family if something happened and I needed the attorney general's office? Would I want someone who's never walked into a courtroom, who's never stood in front of a jury, who has never fought on behalf of the state of Alabama? And if that's what they want, is someone who's never done that, I'm not the candidate for them. But if they want someone who has the experience, who's been doing this for 20 years, whose only goal is to serve the people. And if you want a candidate who does not have that outside dark money flooding, look, you, Jeff, you know, almost $8 million has been spent in this AG's race. I spent less than $200,000 and I'm in the mix of it. That should tell the people of Alabama I have a message. I am in it. I'm in it to win it. And I believe that God has a plan for me in this race, and I look forward to serving the people of the state of Alabama.
Well, and it sounds like your message here, it's shoring up Alabama's criminal justice system.
Well, absolutely, but not just that. I mean, I've worked in the AG's office. I have the ability to manage that office, but also those relationships with law enforcement across the state. I get, you know, you can talk policy all you want, but until you've gotten the calls, until you've been in the trenches, you know, just this weekend in Blount County alone, we had two deaths. I've worked those cases. I understand how to work those cases. And that's what the state wants. Isn't it about time we started putting qualified people in positions rather than electing politicians? Because we always complain about what they do or they don't do, but it's time we put the most qualified person in that office.
Well, if folks are still trying to make up their minds, still they want to find out more about you and your campaign, where can they look?
Well, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to do something crazy. I'm giving my cell phone number over the air and they can call me, because that's the type of public servant I am. 256-390-5407. You can call and talk to me directly. If you're looking on Facebook, it's Pamela Casey for Alabama Attorney General, or our website, PamelaCasey.com.
Pam, good luck tomorrow, and maybe we'll talk again soon.
Soon. Thanks, Jeff. Bye-bye.
All right. She's Pam Casey there. She is the district attorney in Blount County and one of the three candidates vying for the open attorney general seat. Steve Marshall running for Senate. He's term limited. He couldn't run again. But that seat's open, and that's been probably one of the closest unknowns. Could go either way on this ballot tomorrow. So there you have it. 251-343-0106. Josh, Jeff, I believe you're right about gas deciding what party wins the election overall. So we'll still vote Republican side, and I am not a Republican. I vote for the right side out of spite and revenge. for destroying Star Wars, Indiana Jones, pretty much every type of media, getting harassed by woke idiots on the street for anything they don't agree with. They all could kiss my grits. Well, I just think there's a lot of people like that. I mean, we tend to, and I'm guilty of this, but we're not hearing about it in this cycle, and maybe we will closer to November. The culture wars still can sway things. One would have to think. You know, you don't want men in women's restrooms, or you don't like just sort of the policing of language. It's not like a Bible thumping exercise with the culture wars. It is the hyper policing of it. It's the virtue signaling. People are tired of it. And what they can and can't say. And the pushback shows up in politics behind the curtain at the ballot box. Or in Alabama behind a cardboard cubicle they use or whatever. Let's continue here. I was planning on to vote for Paul Birch until he endorsed Harwell. That undermined my confidence in him. I will vote for Prine because of it. Really? Danny, Christina is in Mobile, South Alabama. Well, she's in Baldwin County, Alberta. She'll do well in this part of the state. So Jack Williams is too, though. Jason, have you seen any polling on the Mobile County Sheriff's Office? I have not. I feel like Birch is in a strong spot because he's the incumbent. Chief Prine would bother me, I guess, on the ballot. He has just a very, very enthusiastic support. I tell you what, where I would probably be more worried if I were Sheriff Birch is in a runoff. If he had some other candidates and it went to a runoff and that's low turnout. Tim, I think I'm voting for Paul for sheriff. I see what you're doing there. The Battle of the Pauls. Killer Bees, it feels like Trump endorsement will only carry weight with the neocons. His approval rating shows most Americans are sick of his war. I don't think in Alabama they tie the... I don't think they tie war to Trump necessarily. It's still just... If it's McCain, Lindsey Graham, sure. But Trump is still kind of a phenomenon to himself. Yes. Did he authorize the war? Yes. But when you think of Donald Trump, you don't think neocon. You don't think warmonger, defense contractor, whatever. You don't think that his brand is independent of that. Despite being the guy who greenlit all of this. Let's keep going here. Mike, I think one of the better ads has been Christine McInnes. They're a little silly, but also lays out her positions and goals. Adding a little goofy humor to election is a bad thing. And I agree with that. I mean, most of the ads are like, hey, I'm a great guy. Then Mike also writes... And I'm also sick of guessing my vote for Birch after he endorsed Harwell. But back to that, I think you're right about the ads, the voices, what stands out, because they all sound the same. I'm not like talking to Sam about this. We do this every cycle where the candidates go big, go hard in the closing days, and that's sort of the textbook play. But everything is so saturated. Nothing is breaking through. Nothing's piercing that bubble. Where you could have probably gotten more bang for your buck had you been running you have to time it right. And there's a whole science here. And you got to be looking. The way I would do it, and I don't know how ad buys go, if you got to buy them ahead of time. I'm not in that business. I've been watching the polls, and I'm watching numbers break, and there's movement in the numbers. That's when I go up on air. If I go up on air Friday, Monday for a Tuesday election, or Saturday, Sunday, the 4 days before, everybody is, and it just gets drowned out. And it's kind of like you've got to play like Moneyball with your elections now and the media. And you don't, the break in the numbers, you don't go like 2 months out. Maybe like a 2 weeks. You find that right sweet spot window. And like I said, there's no exact science. And you watch when these numbers break. You watch when people start tuning in. When they start making their first impression. It's like when you advertise during the Super Bowl. You're trying to hit a key demographic. And that's when you hit the trigger. And you go. Rick. Jeff, are you delusional? Look at the weekend daily shooting, stabbings, and murders. Birch is the answer. What the heck? What was the question? I think that Birch is, aside from that, and a lot of that's just a product of living in the city of Mobile, and it's out of the sheriff's jurisdiction. Well, the entire county is its jurisdiction, but you're not going to hold the sheriff accountable for Mobile's and Pritchard's inner city woes. Not as a voter. Some you may. Generally speaking, though, Rick, I don't think so. Buddy, is there somewhere we could go to get a sample ballot for our area? It depends on which county you live, but you want to go if you live in Baldwin County or you live in Mobile County or anywhere else. Go to your county's probate website, and there ought to be sample ballots up available. I think you go to alabamavotes.gov and you can enter your zip code, and or they will figure out exactly what's on your precise ballot. At least they used to. I haven't done that in a long time. Unnamed texture, pretty random question, but with all the sheriff talk going on, are there the same two guys running for Conecuh County Sheriff? That election was decided by one vote that wound up being thrown out and flipping the result. That's a good question. I don't know. Like, Conecuh County is one of these counties that are still Democrat. You have a sizable African-American population. But on a good day, you could have more Republicans show up than Democrats. Mommy issues. Jeff, it looks like Trump was trying to push the cost of covering Medicaid as well as Medicare onto the states. The orange moron is blaming the war we are in, not in. Way to stay topical, Mommy issues. How you vote tomorrow, Mommy issues? Seriously, what's your sample ballot look like? I'm very intrigued by this question. Hopefully you can respond. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
No one can change my mind, but Mama tried. Get on me.
Back to the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Monday morning. Mommy issues, your texts aren't coming through. You're just sending me blanks. I don't even try to send an image or what. But I'm serious. I want to know, like, what do you have on your ballot tomorrow? How you feeling? Are you going Democrat? Are you going to go vote Republican primary? And who you for, who you against? I see Mommy issues voting for the Torque Tuesday guy running for Senate. Torque Tuesday guy will surprise a lot of people. Is he running for Senate or can he run against Doug Jones? I don't know. I need to do better keeping up with that. Rick, look at stabbings, gunshots, and murders in the county. Well, yeah, but I mean, does Mobile County feel that unsafe? I mean, relative to other counties, yes, but I don't think that's going to be the determination here. And that's certainly not what he has ran on. Or at least Paul Prine has. I mean, it seems like there's a lot of speculation about malfeasance or inefficiencies in the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. That's the fight here. Is there room for improvement? Absolutely. But do we think he's doing a bad job? I don't think so. I don't live in Mobile County, so that's my problem. Mommy issues. Mommy issues, you can't split the ballot. Now, this is your general election ballot. I'm talking about on the primary ballot tomorrow, because you got Doug Jones, you got Senate Jared Hudson, Lieutenant Governor John Wall, AG Jeffrey McLaughlin, Secretary of State Glenda Jackson. That's what I can remember. You can only vote Republican or Democrat primary, so you have to pick one if you're voting tomorrow. And that's what I'm talking about. You're going to vote Republican, so you have to go through the Republican candidates. Or you're going to vote Democrat. Are you even voting in the primary? Well, this is your partisan preference, and you're free as a citizen here to vote in either Republican or Democrat, but you can't split your ticket, is what I'm saying. Unnamed Texture says, Dr. Tankersley for Lieutenant Governor. I haven't had a lot of Tankersley talk. We had him on. He really made a name for himself, I think, during COVID. But Lieutenant Governor is at this point, got a Trump endorsement out there, and you got one candidate who's been running for the last year and a half. And Nicole Jones, and you got Rick Pate, and our buddy Pat Bishop. So Mommy's issue says, I am voting. So you got to go with the Republican ballot or the Democrat ballot? Because then you have to pick. You would have to vote. You'd have to leave it blank. I guess you couldn't. If you go Republican, you're not going to have the opportunity to vote for Doug Jones, for Jeffrey McLaughlin, or Glenda Jackson. And if you go Republican, you're not going to have the opportunity to vote for Jared Hudson or John Wall. So, I mean, I think there's a lot more meaningful races on the Republican ballot. We don't have congressional elections right now in 1, 2, 6, and 7. So that would be the problem. No, Rick, if I lived there, I would not be Paul Prine's campaign manager. That's not, I see how hard those guys work. They get burned out. You usually find a real young guy. I don't have the stamina to run a campaign at this age. 251-343-0106. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome
back. right, to the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Monday morning. Text line 251-343-0106. Join us now on the line. We do this every Monday, special Monday edition before primary day. But Dell Jackson is with us. Dell, good morning. How are you?
I could not be any better. I'm very excited about the election this week, even though people are just super confused. I mean, it's just so hard to understand. I'm stupid. So, you know, I can't understand. Is there an election this week or is it next
canceled?
Week?
Yeah. Like,
or should we never go to polls?
I don't know. It is confusing. Like,
do we vote Wednesday?
Oh, man. People in this, I don't know.
Don't say vote Wednesday. That's a joke. Don't get me in trouble. Don't need to be in jail. But your best friend, Ruth Severin Smith, the Harry Potter villain there that works at AL.com, they've got her out there and they're like, look, I'm so stupid. I can't understand what elections are. So I assume you're just as stupid because you're watching me. And this is really hard because I'm an idiot. So, hey, here's some political things you should pay attention to that I've been noticing. It's like, okay, so you noted that you're a moron, and now I'm supposed to listen to you. I don't think I'm going to do that.
Well, this is like every political event for the last like week and a half. Man, you just, and people who go to these things know when to vote. But yep. Every politician is just terrified that somebody's going to stay home and not be able to vote for them. Because of this.
Yep, that's right. It's just it's just so stupid. And I hate that our media knows better, but they continue doing this. But I mean, people get on me because like I'm repetitive, but I have to keep saying this. Democrats don't actually believe anything they're saying. And that goes for the media as well. So they're going to continue to pretend that Jim Crow 2.0 is back and all this stuff is happening. And they know it's not true, but they truly have no respect for the people that actually listen to them. And I find that to be rather amusing.
Well, I'm back to this thing where like these poor people, you know, who are just being taken advantage of by the election system here and the special election and the confusion out there and not knowing if they vote on May 19th or August 11th. I don't buy it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if like three people are confused and then that messes up your polling models. But if you can't figure it out, maybe you shouldn't be voting anyway.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. You shouldn't be going to the polls. If you're like, oh, God, this is so hard, I can't figure it out, my advice to you is that you just stay home and let the rest of us handle it.
Well, Dale, right? You don't know. People just don't pay attention, and then they might get confused here, and they're not keeping up with the news like Dale Jackson and Jeff Poore.
Well, good. They should still stay home then. I mean, that's basically it. If you're a Democrat or Republican and you're going, duh, what do I do? The answer is stay home. That's probably the best thing for all of us.
I'm so tired of that. That's not an excuse. We have to do things with a process, and then there's politics involved. And, you know, but like I said, and it's just Republican politicians especially, but they're doing it at like Republican club events and political events and telling people this. Like, do they not think that audience isn't already in tune with all of this?
I don't know. I have no idea. Look, here's the thing. At worst, in districts 1, 2, 6, and 7, the political ads aren't going to stop. That's your clue to continue going to go to the polls at some other time. All right.
Yeah. People just aren't paying attention, Jeff. You just don't know. I'm so over that message. Hey, I was thinking about this as I watched these protests from afar in Selma and Montgomery that, And they hyped him up, right? They had all these, I think like J.D. Crowe drew a picture of a bunch of freedom riders on a bus coming to Selma. Selma and Montgomery are two of the most predominantly African-American cities in Alabama, yet they're still having to bus in protesters. Maybe your protest really isn't a thing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And this idea that you can bus in other individuals like Justin Jones from Tennessee and AOC and Ayanna Pressley to say that the White House wants black people picking cotton. Who believes that? I mean, do rank and file black voters really think that Donald Trump wants them out there picking cotton? Like, I just don't. That can't be true. I'm sorry. I have more respect for, well, anyone to believe they actually think that there's a potential that the next step here is the cotton field. It's just so insulting.
Yeah, we went from, like, redrawing congressional maps, which is, in turn, it started out as, like, poll taxes and jelly bean jars. Now we're going back to the 1800s, guys. Yes. You're overplaying your hand here.
Right, and I just got to ask, you know, at what point does it become so insulting that you just refuse to take it anymore? I mean, at what point do black voters say, enough of this? You're not going to treat us like we're just these ignorant rubes, because they don't believe what they're saying, obviously. And they're just trying to manipulate them. And they think, hey, you know those guys over there hate you, right? They're racist. Jim Crow. You know, I'm sorry. No, I don't hate my neighbors. And I'm expressing an opinion I'm sure that most black voters understand too. And they don't think their neighbors hate them. That's not what most people believe. Even if they disagree with them. I got Andrew Sneed signs up in yards all around my house. I don't think my neighbors despise me because we disagree politically. They might despise me for other reasons. I know your best friend J.D. Crow lives down the street.
But, well, he definitely despises his neighbors.
Right, right. But most people aren't like that. They're not completely insane.
Well, yeah, and you're right. Because most people, and J.D. Crew does this for a living, so he's like as weird, you know, emotional attachments as it
plus
is.
Plus, you got to keep in mind, and he's an unrepentant liar and a piece of human garbage.
Okay, so there's that, too. But most people don't live and die by this stuff. I mean, I'm sorry. The national media is hitting this wrong. All this stuff in Alabama is just completely misplayed by the Democrats.
They learned nothing. They've learned nothing from Joe Biden's. They learned nothing from Hillary Clinton's loss and nothing from Kamala Harris's loss. And they've learned nothing from Joe Biden's win. They've learned nothing, nothing at all. Joe Biden's win was because he was normal. And that's how the media portrayed him.
Right.
I mean, he's not. He was a complete lunatic.
Well, he was the moderate, and he was back to sanity. The adults were back in charge.
Right. Which was all lies, right? I mean, no question about it. But that was how they sold him. And now they're like, no. You got to be crazier. Look at this Justin Jones guy out of Tennessee. Look at him. Look at the guy with the huge afro, Justin Pearson. Look at AOC screaming from behind bulletproof glass. And I don't begrudge her for. I get it. But just look at these guys. These are the normal people. And if you think they're not normal, well, maybe there's something wrong with you.
Well, and it didn't work, right? But here's the dirty little secret. The people who are acting crazy and being crazy, they don't believe it themselves.
Correct.
That's what you need. You're being played here.
Yes. And they have no respect for you. None. They hate you.
I mean, I get irritated with the Republicans who play to the lowest common denominator. That happens a lot. I mean, these mailers and Trump Republican and conservative fighter and yada, yada, yada. But, man, the Democrats, they do it on steroids.
Yes. Yeah. And again, it all kind of cycles back to the idea that these people are running these guys in here thinking that it makes them feel good. Without understanding, I don't want to hear AOC stand up at an event and say, maybe the North needs to come down to the South and show people what's up. You really activated us. This will be the first silo. And she meant salvo. And she's like, nobody. They don't want to hear that. They do not want to hear that. And here they are saying that whole threatening language thing again. And it's like, guys.
Well, so the state is what it is, and historically it's two-thirds Republican, one-third Democrat. And you're not, maybe you're energizing one third of the population here at best. And I don't even think you're getting that much out of AOC. You're not winning any of the two thirds over to your side with this stuff.
Yep. And extrapolate that out across the country.
Well, it's a little different in Alabama because the scale is so slanted toward Republicans. But like, you're coming to Selma, you're coming to Montgomery to protest. Who are you protesting against? You're protesting against the people of the state who elected these people that put in these policies. And you're sending the wrong message. You're like telling these people, you know, that we're going to work against your population. That is not how you're going to win this over. Doug Jones was on the something in 2017. He has completely abandoned that now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's desperate. He's desperate too. He's got none of this. None of the stuff he had in 2017 or whatever can work here because the Democratic Party will just absolutely have nothing to do with him if he tries it. You got to win the primary to lose the general. I mean, that's just the reality of it.
You can win the primary in you can win a Democrat primary without being crazy.
No, I don't think so. I think there's a
calculus. Doug Jones could. I mean, because he doesn't really have competition.
No, but that may be true, but he's made the decision that he needs to activate that base to get them to show up.
I think he needs to activate the base because he wants to sit on a pile of money that he's going to burn through when he loses.
Well, who knows what he's going to be up to next, but he isn't going to be governor. So we'll just
I mean, it's just kind of funny to watch, but he looks ridiculous out there, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, have you seen the sunglasses with the they got the sunglasses over? He's got, I mean, he just looks.
Oh, is he doing the aviator shades and stuff like that?
He's got the aviator shades, but he's got the little chains on them that go around his neck. Oh my gosh. And he's out there, and he sticks out. He's a little frumpy or something. I don't know.
You mean our cowardly caretaker, former junior senator from the great state of Alabama, who will never be governor in an ill-fitting suit who looks like he just woke up and stole shoes from a homeless person? That guy?
That guy, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I watch these people, and I see what they did this weekend, and who is this for? This is for yourselves. You're not changing things.
Right. They believe, well, they don't believe it, but they want to play fire hoses and attack dogs. That's what they want. That's what they want to see. And in case you haven't noticed, most people are just like, eh, whatever. there's no opposition force chasing them down, which I think is really funny, because if you watch this, when Virginia redid their things, you know, even when we thought it was going to be a thing, Republicans like, man, that sucks. We're going to have to figure this out. It wasn't, we need to destroy America to rebuild it. I can't believe, you know, it just wasn't a thing. Most Republicans were just like, oh, man, that really sucks. And that was it. And here they are. Now they're coming down to the South because all roads lead to the South. It's like, what does that mean?
Well, the funny thing is, it's like, okay, we're going to do this right before the primary. We're going to get people out to vote. Do they know, what are you voting for? Like, are you voting out the Republicans who voted for? I mean, do you understand that you don't really go vote till November 3rd on any of this?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's, it's like, okay, can you keep them this energized this entire time?
I suspect there's other things. Like, this is all for, like, they needed some time to fill on television or something. Terry Sewell was on like three of the shows yesterday morning, and it just really, she shows up every now and then. Maybe she really is worried about her district, and it's not that she's worried about getting beat by a Republican, but getting beat by another Democrat in a redrawn congressional District 7.
Yeah, I don't know. They're going to redraw on the other end, so she's going to be out if they do it. And they can't stop at this point. They cannot, they can't do anything about it. Okay. There's nothing. They're not going to redo the Supreme Court. Are they going to pack the Supreme Court if they ever get power? Maybe, but that's forever away. And if they keep threatening it, people are going to say, no, we're not going to put you back in power. I mean, look, you got these people who are just egging them on, like Joyce Vance, Alabama, the law professor, Joyce Vance on all these shows talking about how, well, you know, the law says that they're just going to overturn this because it's racial gerrymandering. There's tons of evidence in Texas and Tennessee that this is racial gerrymandering. Where is that evidence? Say what it is. Explain it. And no, they just don't.
No, but like I said, they're overplaying it. They're taking a political gesture, which is redistricting, and trying to make it out. They want to put y'all all back in chains, as to quote the former president of the United States.
Yep, and nobody believes it.
No, it's overplayed. It's not authentic. It's just shrill, and it's so phony.
Yep. Absolutely.
Hey, we're joined by Dale Jackson from WVNN and Yellowhammer News. Dale, have you made your predictions yet?
I have not, but I will tell you this. Here's what I think happens. Tommy Tuberville's the next governor. I know, it's a tough one. Doug Jones will be the guy who gets crushed by him. In the Senate race, whoever the Democrat is, because I can't even remember any of their names, will end up facing whoever gets in there after Marshall and Barry Moore have, I think, a pretty bruising primary runoff once they get into that.
I'm not buying the Jared Hudson phenomenon.
No, I'm not buying that hype. I'm not. I just don't buy that. On the lieutenant governor side, I think that John Wall hasn't really been able to capitalize on any. Wes Allen's just kind of chugging along. I think that maybe that changes in the runoff, because I think there'll be a runoff, obviously. Attorney General, I think Catherine Robertson is probably going to do pretty well. Jay Mitchell got, I think, a lot of positive bump from a lot of stuff, his ads and things like that, but I don't think it's...
Do you think that worked for him? Because you watched the polls, and when he started going on air, that's when Catherine Robertson opened up her lead.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's not it. I heard more people talking about him than ever before, but maybe that's because just so few were talking about him.
I mean, does Al Akbar, your butt back to the Middle East, do it for you?
No, it doesn't do it for me, but I guarantee you that, and John Wall's stuff about the Anderson Islamic Center, I guarantee you that played well with my listeners. Doesn't play well with me. I think it's a little silly, but I see it.
Whatever is left, Mo Brooks, James Lomax.
I think Mo Brooks crushes him, and yeah, I think that's what happens. It's gonna be hard. It's been ugly though. It has been very, very ugly. It has been very ugly here, and it'll be very interesting to see how all of this plays. Because if Lomax wins, holy cow, that is a huge win for Nathaniel Ledbetter and his.
Yeah, you ain't lying. I mean, that's a mandate. People. Yeah, yep. At least it's.
And if not, they've just sent a very angry Mo Brooks down to Montgomery.
Dale, folks want to find you online. They want to fight with you or see you and your son play video games. How can they do so?
We did do that. He beat me, by the way. It's embarrassing. You can follow me at the Dale Jackson on any social media site. You can follow me there or yellhammernews.com.
Y'all check it out. Dale Jackson, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Welcome back to the Jeff Poore Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on what's left of this Monday morning. Midday Mobile coming up shortly with Sean Sullivan, so y'all stay tuned for that. We got a text here. Rick wants to know why he listens to my show. Well, no one's forcing you to. Dirt Digger. Jeff, this is why I listen to your show, to let me know where politicians stand. This is a great show, best station in our state. Vote nappies, y'all are the best. Mommy Issue says our elections are the joke. Doug Jones seems a little feminine to me. That from Tim. And then Mike So you say elections are due to November 3rd. I'm so confused, but I guess now my hour to vote next Tuesday is freed up. Got to get out of here. It's been a pleasure. We'll try to do better tomorrow. Sorry, Phyllis, I forgot to say goodbye. This has been the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5. The Cowboys.